Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah Ta'ala. On this great night, with His blessings, with His grace, He has allowed us such sinful people, with His blessings, with His mercy, for a while, He has given us the capability to sit in this gathering of dhikr, and we do dua that Allah Ta'ala allows and accepts our sitting, and Allah Ta'ala may He forgive our sins. The conditions that are surrounding us today around the world, upon the whole of mankind, it is ajeeb situation. There's a, you can say, ajeeb, unique fear, distress, lack of patience, khawf, fear. There's issues, conundrum, ups and downs, panic, total panic. People's emotions have suddenly changed, and ajeeb situation that has surrounded the humanity. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the reason for this in the Quran. What's the reason for this? There's one reason that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا, Allah says. When the human being starts to disobey Allah, when a person starts to disobey Allah and commit excesses, commit oppression. When a person disobeys Allah, what is he? He's not harming Allah, astaghfirullah. He is doing dhulm on himself. He's doing, you could say, shirk. After saying he believes in Allah, then to disobey Allah, then the result of that is what? Which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the verses ahead. Allah Ta'ala explains that very quickly Allah Ta'ala gives that person adab, punishment. Allah says, ajeeb adab then comes onto a person. Look, can we understand and realize what the situation is today? There's clearly two reasons that we can see for this. And we are trying to run after the cure, and people are running around hastily trying to look for a solution. People are doing lengthy recitations, du'as. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But Allah Ta'ala has told us the cure for this. That in this situation, when such a scenario develops, and Allah Ta'ala is unhappy with you, displeased with you, then Allah Ta'ala has said a beautiful sentence, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah, that when you lose hope, there's nothing left, nobody is going to assist, what shall we do? Allah says, anytime this feeling, emotion can overtake a person, you don't understand, what shall I do? Who shall ask for help? What should I do? What shall we do? How can we be saved? How can we, we're surrounded by issues. And people, they complain or cry, and a person, for example, he either goes towards totally losing hope, and he loses hope in everything from Allah. And that time for shaitan is very valuable time to grab hold of the human being. That when a person totally loses hope, that, oh, I can't be saved, nothing's going to save me, despite it's the fault of the individual himself, it's his own fault. Allah says, أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, the reason that, because you were disobedient and the adab has come, so it's your fault, Allah Ta'ala says. But even then, look at Allah's rahmah and Allah's mercy. Allah says after that, don't go towards losing hope, because shaitan will grab you. Don't despair. Don't despair. Allah says, do something. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That Allah says, despair not of Allah's mercy. Allah's rahmah is greater than His adab, is greater than His punishment. Ghadab, yes, ghadab is not, does not overwhelm Allah's rahmah. Rather, Allah's rahmah overwhelms His ghadab. Look at this, we have to understand this. Call out to Allah, at least call out to Allah, Allah says. call out to me. That, for example, we should see Allah's mercy for what it is. Allah Ta'ala says Himself,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
That if you come to me, Allah says, just come to me, turn to me, that's the cure, that's the solution. Then see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of your sins. Subhanallah. Don't count your sins in front of your Lord, your Creator. Allah is Qadir, Mutlaq. He is the all-powerful, the all-controlling. So brothers, what a great statement. What a great thing. Allah says that even if you've been disobedient all life long and sins and issues, even then Allah says, do not despair. Call to me. Call out to me. Turn to me. But one condition. What? Do tawbah. Repent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Come to Allah's court. Turn to Allah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the one who forgives, dispenses His grace, His rahmah. All your despair will be eliminated. All your lack of hope will be eliminated. Allah's rahmah will surround you, overlap you. That where Allah Ta'ala's azab comes due to His displeasure, the cure is what? Allah's given the solution. That the solution, as Allah says clearly, subhanAllah, that even if my azab increases and increases and it surrounds you, and it surrounds you, Allah says, even though my azab is then, it grabs you, it surrounds you, then Allah's given the tariqah. He's given us the method of tawbah. That tawbah isn't astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We are doing tawbah, we are doing tawbah. May Allah forgive us, may Allah forgive us. No, Allah says there's a method. Tawbah means that you have to leave that path, the wrong thing, come to the right path. That path that took you to destruction, that took you to Allah's azab, that took you towards Allah's wrath. Then you need to shun that, change that, and bring yourself towards Allah. Come towards Allah. And how should we come? Waslimu, waslimu. Allah says, totally, 100%, you need to turn yourself to Allah's laws, principles, Sharia. This is tawbah. This is repentance. Then forget about azab. Then Allah says, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, if you try this, Allah says, if you try this and follow the solution, that Allah Ta'ala says, there's time, there's still time. Even now there's time. This is a small adab. There's a bigger adab than this about to come to you. A greater adab. Greater punishment. Bigger. That will come towards you. And that's after maut, after death. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says that turn to Allah, focus, turn back to your Lord. And to turn back to your Lord is such, Allah says, assign yourself to Allah. Hand yourself over to Allah, towards His Sharia, to His laws, His ahkams, His orders. Live your life according to Allah's pleasure. And this is tawbah. Promise that Allah, from now, I will live according to your preference and I'll spend my time according to your preference. This is our tawbah. So this tawbah, this stops all of the adab of Allah. All the punishment to come from Allah, it ceases it. All the adab, the brakes are put on. All of the negative, you could say, conditions, they go towards the positive when Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, it overwhelms the ghadab. So this is the cure. This is the cure for the issue. Tawbah, repentance. There's no other cure. No other solution. We have to deeply, humbly plead to Allah and ask Him to forgive our sins. Now our problem, our issue, is that we say that we're not sinful. Oh, he's a sinful person. I pray Salah. When he's sinful, he doesn't pray Salah. He's sinful. And he doesn't do this action. He's sinful. No, no. Sin, for tawbah, for repentance, first and foremost, a person has to accept in Allah's presence that he is sinful. Because Allah is khabir and basir. He knows everything about insan. What's inside, outside. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So if a person doesn't accept that he is sinful, then he cannot repent. Repentance will not be accepted. There will be no tawbah. Yes? It's not just one part of the deen we look at. If you're fulfilling haqq Allah, what about haqq al-ibad? The rights of society or the people around you, social intercourse, this is all haqq we have to fulfill. There's rights of Allah, rights of family, rights of society, haqq al-ma'ashara. All of these things we have to look at and implement. And most of all, a person will be questioned when he fails in haqq al-ibad, the rights of society. That's when Allah grabs the person. That's called dhulm, oppression. So this is tawbah, that we analyze, accept and say, Allah, most verily we have committed the sins, and inside us the sins that are ingrained within us, they're impure. Definitely we are zalims, we have oppressed the dirt, impurity from within. Allah Ta'ala knows, and that's what we'll be questioned about. So we have to do tawbah. And Allah says we need to turn back to Allah. And waslimu. Totally, 100% we need to turn to Allah. And assign ourselves back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, I'm zalim, I'm the sinful person. I'm this. And when a person says this from his heart, depth of his heart, look. You know, the friends of Allah, the pious people, there's examples of the good people in the kitabs. We hear the events and the incidents, amazing incidents of the walis of Allah. You will not hear about the life of a friend of Allah. You will not hear or read where he has given da'wah that I am pious. Whenever there's an issue, he says that I am the worst and sinful, and due to me the punishment is coming. He always considers himself the lowest. In reality, he thinks that it's my fault. It's me who's impure. And if there's adab in the community, he'll say, it's due to me it's coming. I'm the one who's sinful. There are many events on this. Many incidents from the lives of the pious predecessors. Where they come to the fore and say that we are the worst. But we today don't even accept internally that we are sinful. And to accept, there's a sign where a person accepts he's not. It's him to blame. Subhanallah. Let me tell you, this is a sign of becoming the friend of Allah. That when an individual considers himself, starts to think that he's sinful, in reality he thinks he's sinful, that I'm sinful. Most of all, from all of makhluk, I am the worst from everyone. When a person considers that, then consider that he is the wali Allah, the friend of Allah. Not in his own eyes. Rather, amongst people, he has a lofty rank, but he doesn't accept. People praise him and say he's this and that, but he doesn't accept from inside. He doesn't accept. Why? Why? Because this emotion, this feeling that definitely I'm the zalim, I've committed the sins, I'm sinful, this is the sign. When this comes inside a person, then consider that alhamdulillah, definitely he considers himself as a criminal in the eyes of Allah. And he's not making it up. He's not faking. What is that? That is, for example, if you spend time with the waliullah, you'll understand what is that. You'll realize. If you spend the time, the night is passing with the waliullah, and if you do umrah, or you go on a journey, for example, or if you're sitting at Baytullah with the pious friend of Allah, and if you stood when he is present on the great holy sacred places and spend time with that person during the night, etc., then you'll understand what is that sign. The sign is that when the person sat in isolation and he turns to Allah when he's in isolation, from his eyes the tears are coming out and he's crying in the presence of Allah subhanallah. Allah forgive me, I'm sinful. Because he knows that person himself, it's me and it's Allah and there's nobody else. And if this feeling is generated, alhamdulillah, then in front of Allah totally thinks that he's sinful.
And reality, he accepts that he is the criminal, he is the worst. Then most definitely the tears, they swell up the eyes and the tears fall. Now in du'as, in collective du'as, we do du'a, and some people will make the noises of crying. And this is in hadith as well. If you can't cry, then at least make the sound of crying. But reality, real crying, imagine that Allah Ta'ala forgives a person even imitating the crying. Subhanallah. That those who cry genuinely in front of Allah, not on that, but they say, I'm sinful. Allah, how will I be forgiven? How do I save myself from the wrath? What will be my account in the day of judgment? He's trembling, shaking, waking up all night long. The more he has this feeling that I am extremely sinful, I am the most sinful, if a person accepts Azeem. The people, the greatest people who have passed in this universe, in the history, after the prophets of Allah, they were the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions radiallahu anhum. And what was their function? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali Karam Allah Wajh, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Great maqams, great status. Look at their nights, look at their crying. Look at their, one of them is taking the twig, saying, if only it was a twig. Somebody saying, oh, look at this bird, if only, look how beautiful is this bird. Somebody else is crying that, Allah, I'm the worst from everybody. But the good news was already given to them, the glad news had already been given about their status. But when this emotion comes into a person, then consider that person has become, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has accepted his repentance. And if he's crying on his own sins, crying upon his own sins, never does he think that, oh, I become Wali Allah, and I can host dhikr, and I'm capable now, I can do this in the masjid, etc. Don't even think or imagine this point. Shouldn't even think that you are capable of these heights. For example, a person should consider himself that he thinks at that time that he is the worst, and especially you realize that when the person is in isolation, he's doing dua and his hands are shaking, his body is shaking. That how can I stand in front of Allah like this? The adab is coming due to me. So brothers, if a person develops this emotion and feeling, then he is a special creation of Allah and servant of Allah and slave of Allah. But at that time he does not accept. So such servants of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that these people who have assigned themselves to Allah and accept their downfalls and every action of their life is according to Sharia, and when this hal comes around, Allah says, then you should not need to despair, don't worry. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Subhanallah. So brothers, my colleagues, we need to do true repentance. And true repentance, the way I explained to you, with the two feelings and emotions. One, to accept that we are sinful, we have committed sins, and we do. And we promise to Allah that Allah, we will not lie, we won't backbite, we won't think we're better than others. And in the night, when a person does dua to Allah, then in reality, he is presenting himself to Allah like a criminal. You know, a criminal when he is in front of a judge and he petitions, oh judge, please release me, don't give me the death penalty, please pardon me. So the servant does, he talks to Allah, Allah, don't send me to Jahannam, Ya Allah, don't make me the fuel of Jahannam, Ya Allah, don't put me into hellfire, please Allah, please have mercy on me. So for the dunya, that mujrim person is scared, don't give me the death penalty judge, don't give me the punishment. And if a person becomes a real criminal and stands in front of Allah and says, Allah, I'm the worst mujrim, please forgive me, I'm the worst criminal. And this is the definition of the believer. So Allah Ta'ala says, the person who has done this action, then Allah says, that even if adab is coming, Allah says, I raise and I lift up the adab and I remove it. This is a very valuable night, my friends. Alhamdulillah. We should all do tawbah in Allah Ta'ala's presence, repent, and ask for honest, true forgiveness. And then present yourself as a criminal, waslimu, and totally bring your life into line with the Sharia, Allah's principles and the orders. And measure yourself, gauge yourself, tread carefully on every action. Because, oh, will Allah become unhappy with this? Will Allah become unhappy with this? And this is what Allah Ta'ala likes and loves. Let's come forward. Let's do collective dua. Do tawbah and ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, please forgive our sins. And all, we are present together on the night of Jummah. mashallah, and it's Rajab is about to depart from us. And I think, is it the 25th date? A few days left, 4 or 5 days of Rajab. So this is the, maybe the last night of Jummah in this month of Rajab. So we should gather and collectively ask Allah for forgiveness. Let's all read together.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطبنا وعبدنا وكل ذلك الدنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واشفعنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استعيذ ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا وانصرنا والقوم القابلين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث امين مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے کرم سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دعاؤں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہوں سے بخش دے یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے چھپی اور کھلی باتوں کو جاننے والا ہے یا اللہ تو ہماری معذرت قبول فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہماری ضرورتوں کو جاننے والا ہے یا اللہ تو سے بہتر کون ہے ضرورتوں کو جاننے والا یا اللہ تو میری حاجتوں کو جاننے والا ہے یا اللہ تمام ضرورتوں کو حاجتوں کو پورا فرما دے یا اللہ تو جانتا ہے کہ میرے میں کتنے گناہ ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تمہیں گناہوں کو بخش دیا میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دیا کریم یا کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے اے اللہ ایسا ایمان بتا دے ہمیں جو دل میں ہمارے رس بچ جائے میرے مولا ایسا یقین ہمیں عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ایسا یقین مجھے عطا فرما دے کہ جو کچھ مجھے جو میری قسمت میں لکھا ہے مجھے پہنچ کر رہے گا میرے مولا یا اللہ جو میرے مقدر میں لکھا ہے وہ مل کر رہے گا یا کریم یا اللہ اور جو تم مجھے عطا فرمائے اس پہ رضامندی عطا فرما دے اے میرے مولا جو میری قسمت میں لکھا ہے مجھے مجھے اس کی تو رضامندی عطا فرما دے ایسا ایمان اکرام عطا فرما میرے مولا یہ میرے دل کے اندر رچ بس جائے جا رہے ہیں اللہم انی اسلوک علم اللہ رزقا واسعا شفاء من كل داء يا رحيم يا رحم الراحمين اللهم لا سهل لما جعلته سهلا وانت تجعل سهلا سهلا اذا شئت يا الله آسان بات تو وہی ہے جس کو تو آسان فرما دیتا ہے یا اللہ جو تو چاہتا ہے تو ہر مشکل کو آسان کر دیتا ہے وانت تجعل حزنا سهلا اذا شئت جب تو چاہتا ہے تو ہر مشکل کو آسان فرما دیتا ہے اے میرے مولا اللهم لا سهل لما جعلته سهلا یا اللہ آسان بات تو وہی اس کو تو آسان کر دیتا ہے اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا لا الہ الا اللہ العلیم الکریم سبحان اللہ رب العرش العظیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین اسلوک موجبات رحمتک وزائن مغفرتک وسمت من کل ذم وغنمت من کل بر وسلامت من کل اسم لا تدع الا ذم الا غفرت ورحم الا فرجت ولا قرب الا نفست وذرني لا قدرت يا رحم الراحمين كشفت ولا حيط إلا حاجات لله نفرادة لله خذيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين تقول فضل فماته يا أمير المولى اللهم رحمتي خرج ولا تقلني إذا نفسي ترفض عين وصلاني شان كل دعوة لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله أنت سبحانك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أمير المولى بسال فكر دول فماته يا الله ما يسال فكر دول فماته يا الله ما يزنج دول فماته يا الله تو مجبوروں کی پکاروں کو سننے والا ہے اے دنیا اور آخرت کے سب سے بڑے مہربان اور سب سے بڑا رحم کرنے والا بس تو ہی ہے مجھ پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ تو ہم پہ رحم فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم پہ رحم فرما دے یا اللہ تو ایسا رحم فرما ایسی رحمت عطا فرما کہ تیرے سوا پہ کسی سے مہربانی کی ضرورت نہ رہے میرے مولا کسی سے مانگنے کی ضرورت نہ رہے بولے ربنا اهدنا وامنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم مغفرتك أوسيع من ذنوبي ورحمتك أرجع عند من عملي يا الله يا الله تهم علي منها بختي يا الله تهم علي منها بختي يا الله تهم علي منها بختي اللهم اغفر اوسع من ذنوبي ورحمتك ارجع عند من عملي يا الله تیری رحمت ہمارے گناہوں سے بہت بڑی ہے يا الله تیری رحمت ہمارے گناہوں سے بہت بڑی ہے يا الله تو ہمیں بخشش فرما دے يا الله تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے يا الله اپنے عذابوں سے بچا دے يا الله اپنے عذابوں سے بچا دے يا الله رحم فرما پورے عالم پہ رحم فرما يا الله پورے عالم پہ رحم فرما اس ملک پہ رحم فرما اے میرے مولا اپنی پکڑ سے بچا لے يا الله اپنی پکڑ سے بچا لے یا اللہ ہم اعتراف سن کرتے ہیں اپنے گناہوں کا اعتراف کرتے ہیں میرے مولا ہم نے اپنے اوپر ظلم کیا ہے یا کریم یا اللہ اپنا کرم فرما میرے مولا جو ہم سے غلطی ہیں معاف فرما دے ربنا اننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو فرما لے یا اللہ جو ہمارے بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ایک خاتون بندگی میں بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان کے والد ان کی اولاد نے ہم سے دعا کے لیے کہا میرے مولا سب سے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ یا اللہ ان کو شفا کاملہ آج نصیب فرمائے ان کی تکلیفیں دور فرمائے ان کی اولاد کو سکون نصیب فرمائے اور بھی جو لوگ بیمار ہیں ایک خاتون بیمار ہے میرے مولا بہت سخت پریشان ہے یا اللہ اس نے بھی دعا کے لیے کہا ہے اس کی ناگہانی مصیبت اور پریشانی کو دور فرما دے میرے مولا تو کرم کرنے والا ہے یا اللہ جتنے بیمار مریض ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ شفا نصیب فرما جن جن لوگوں نے میرے مولا آج رات اس ذکر میں شامل ہوئے اور ہاتھ اٹھائے ہیں تیرے دربار میں میرے مولا ہم سب نے پہلے دعا مانگی ہے میرے مولا اس دعا کو بھی قبول فرمانا یا اللہ اس توبہ کے صدقے سے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرمانا ہمارے گھروں میں رحمت زیادہ فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں شادابی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں مسرت نصیب فرما ہمارے اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں میں ٹھنڈک بنا دے یا اللہ جہاں جہاں ہمارے رشتے دار ہیں ہمارے جاننے والے ہیں میرے مولا ہمارے قریب ہیں اور جو ہم سے محبت رکھنے والے ہیں یا قریب ان سب کی بخشی فرما دے یا اللہ ان سب کو موذی ملائس سے بچا لے بری چیزوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا تمہاری موت آسان فرما یا اللہ ہماری زندگی آسان فرما یا اللہ ہمیں رزق کی فراوانی نصیب فرما یا اللہ رزق کی فراوانی نصیب فرما تنگ دستی عذاب سے ہمیں بچا لے یا اللہ تنگ دستی کے عذاب سے بچا لے یا اللہ تو سب سے بڑا عذاب خوف ہے میرے مولا اس خوف کو ہمارے سینے سے نکال دے یا اللہ تکنت رحمت دے یا اللہ تیز رحمت سے ہم مایوس نہ ہوں یا اللہ تیز رحمت سے ہم مایوس نہ ہوں لا تقنط من رحمة الله لا تقنط من رحمة الله إذا خذ كه من مولا إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا أهم يا مولا تصاري گناہ کو معاف کرنے والا ہے إنه إن شاء الله اس لیے کہ تو غفور رحیم ہے إنه الغفور الرحیم innahu al-ghafur rahim ya mera maula tu maafi farma de ya allah tu humse razi ho ja ya allah tu humse razi ho ja aur tu hame razi farma de ya allah tu hame razi farma de hamare dil se har khauf nikal de bimari ko khauf nikal de ya allah pareshani ko khauf nikal de ya allah khauf ko dur farma de bas tu hame nek banda aur bandi bana le mera maula sahi rujoo karne wala banda bana le mera maula apna yakeen hamara pakka kar de ya mera maula hamara yakeen pakka tawakkul hamara mukammal kar de جو تقدیر میں ہمارے لکھا ہے میرے مولا وہ پہنچ کر رہے گا یا کریم اس کو ہمارے حق میں بہتر کر دے یا اللہ سارے معاملات ہمارے حق میں کر دے ان کا انجام بھی ہمارے لیے بہتر کر دے یا کریم اپنے تمام دعاؤں کو جو راتوں نے مانگا جن حضرات نے دعاؤں میں شامل ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ جو عورت مرد سلسلے سے جڑے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا باقاعدہ جڑے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا خلاص اور محبت رکھتے ہیں تمام مشائخ اکرام سے یا اللہ ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما دے یا اللہ ان کو اپنی منزل تک پہنچا دے ان کی خدمتوں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کی خدمتوں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو ٹوٹ کر میرے مولا اس سلسلے کی خدمت کرتے ہیں جان سے مال سے اولاد سے میرے مولا وقت سے یا کریم یا اللہ ان کو ان کا بدلہ عظیم نصیب فرما آخرت میں بدلہ عظیم نصیب فرما جتنا یہ خرچ کیا اسے سوا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کی اولادوں کو رحم فرما ان کی اولادوں کو یا اللہ ان کی آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا ان پہ سب پہ خاص رحم فرما یا اللہ جو بھی محبت رکھتے ہیں تیرے مشائخ سے میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کو تو یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما میرے مولا اس سلسلے میں جڑنے والے لوگوں کو اور مردوں کو اور عورتوں کو میرے مولا تو خاص مقام نصیب فرما ان کی خدمتوں کو ان کی محبتوں کو میرے مولا اور زیادہ سے زیادہ فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سب کو آخرت کے اندر حشر کے میدان میں حضرت فضل القریشی رحمۃ اللہ کے جھنڈے کے نیچے کھڑا فرما دے یا اللہ تمہیں خلق فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا الرحمن سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین 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 اللہم لک الحمد لک شکر اللہ